Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to the Heart Catholic Women podcast for this week. I'm here with Rosemary.
Yes, once again we're here.
That's it. My name is Emma. It's great to be with you. This week we're following on a bit from our topic of last week, which was talking about fear of the unknown, and we're shifting focus a little bit with the topic
what
of...
What to do, really?
Yeah, cast all your cares on him, yes. Pretty much. And you shared in the Heartbeat this week about the scripture from 1 Peter that says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you.
Yes.
And you started off with a funny story about how essentially you're very gullible and you'll...
I was. Yes. I probably still am.
I think you still are. I still am. And you believe stories that people, yes, you know, tell you. And yes, that Dad used to say to you simply like the word wharf, which meant you've taken the hook, line, sinker, bait.
Yes.
Yeah, everything. I hadn't heard that story before, so that was quite funny. I liked that. But you were talking essentially about how we should throw all our cares on God, which is what the scripture says. Just throw it all upon him. And so I was thinking about, so what is all?
Everything.
What is everything. Exactly. Everything. I know. Everything. But then you described like no matter how little it is, because often I think we think about the big things cast on God, but then we don't think of the little things. But funnily enough, it's all the little things in our life that I think cause sometimes the anxiousness and the stress and the, yep, you know, the build-up of
all
everything.
Add up. Well, yeah. Think about, what do they say? You can sometimes, and everyone recognises this in their own life at different stages, sometimes you can cope with lots of things, but you get a straw that broke the camel's back. Mm. One tiny thing can all of a sudden make everything in your life escalate bad, fall down in like a house of cards, or whatever you want to describe it. So sometimes all the little things, even though they might seem so minute, can be the thing that triggers where I'm not coping with even all the big things or whatever's happening in my life. So why not give it all to him? Mm. And then the little things won't become or alter other areas in my life, if you know what I mean. But the thing is, God is so interested in us totally. Give him your totalness. Give him your all. Cast it all at him. You know, I feel like in a kind way you're throwing it at him and he'll catch it. Yep. He's got big arms. He never misses.
No. I thought it was an interesting example that you shared about the ingrown toenail. And I think that comes from your pharmacy medical background of wanting to share, because then you talked about it being infected. And I thought at that point, please don't go any further. And you didn't. But, yeah, just about everything that we just put on to him, because he will help fix it. And I think, like, I suppose when I was thinking about this, my focus was about all the little things in my life that I need to cast onto him. But with what you've just shared about 10 seconds ago, is our focus should really be on... because God wants it. Like God,
cares
a big
about
God
us.
Cares about us.
Yes.
That he wants it.
It makes you also be in tune with him more and share everything within your relationship with him. Like I'm going maybe to the speech therapist with my daughter about something and I'll say, Lord, would you help me understand how I can help my daughter, that the speech therapist hears the problems or issues and your grace is there and everything. And it's amazing how God works. I've heard stories, Emma, that you've shared and you've prayed about a doctor's appointment and how it's just all lined up and God has been so gracious and fixed it all. And in the past, it's like it's never worked out. And it's not that you didn't pray before, but like you've really this time said, Lord, I need you to come into all these crevices, all these little areas and help me.
Yeah, well, you shared about, and I think it's very true, God wants us to be open and vulnerable with him. And when we give him all those areas of our life, well, that's when we are being that. We're being open to him.
Yeah, mm. And we have, you know, I really desire that we all learn this vulnerability isn't like it's going to be abused. It's not like in the world where if sometimes in different societies, different cultures, different places, sometimes we make ourselves vulnerable and then we get abused or treated badly or whatever. No, our God treats us so wonderfully. Mm. He wants to. He wants to care for us and love us.
Mm.
So be vulnerable to him.
Mm. Which really is just an openness.
Yes, and total. Yes, surrender. Yeah. Mm. Surrender.
Yeah, surrender. That's, yeah, being open to what us, giving ourselves to God and then being open to what he
has for us.
Has for us the other way. Yeah. And in casting everything on God, then it just reminds me about how much God wants to provide for us and wants to help us in all our situations. He doesn't want us to just, I'll do this bit by myself, but God can help me with, you know, X, Y, and Z. Like, God wants to provide for us in all areas.
Yeah, I've often felt when I read scripture and I see the words, he wept, he saw and had compassion, he cared for the little ones, he cared for the people. And I feel like in this day and age, sometimes Jesus would be beside us going, if only you would give that to me, I could help you. That he has tears, he has compassion for us, that he's like, well, you know, my hand, you've kept it closed because you're not asking for me to help you. Now, God can help us even when we don't ask.
Mm.
He does that anyway. It's like a parent who gives to their children, even if the children don't deserve it.
Mm.
But he desires us to be open and share with him.
Mm. Something that you said that I really loved was when you were sharing about a friend of yours who has, you know, really great praying for everyone else but finds it more difficult to pray for herself. But the words that you used was they have a ferocious attack to the prayer that they give for others but not so much to themselves. What I quite liked is the words ferocious attack. I've never thought of prayer coming to it with a ferocious attack. Like,
well, it's a belief.
Yes, but it's I just, those words are quite strong.
Yes.
But that when we pray for anything, for ourselves, for others, that we would come with a ferocious attack to prayer, that I'm coming, God, and I'm coming to ask you all of this and I'm just going to lay it all down before you.
Yes.
And he wants that. Like, that's the real throw it all in. Like, I do imagine throwing in, have you ever, or seen it in movies, I don't know if you've ever done it yourself, you cast the fishing rod in but you accidentally let go and it just goes. Yeah, the whole rod goes in. Like, when you're describing it, that's what I was thinking. It's like, just throw it all in, just throw it, everything, and then jump in after it type thing.
Yeah.
God wants us to attack our prayer like that.
Yeah.
So the weekly challenge for this week, I think, is that as soon as you think about something going on in your life that I suppose makes you anxious, that you want to take on yourself, the weekly challenge this week is to cast it on him. And I think that challenge could be something that you probably could do 20 times a day.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yes.
You know, you think, oh, I've got to, like you said, the speech therapist, oh, yeah, we'll cast it on him. Oh, I've got to go do this in my job today. We'll cast it on him. And it's just a repetitive weekly challenge. So there's a lot there this week.
There is.
So we hope that you've enjoyed our chat this week, that you're really encouraged just to cast all your cares upon God this week. And we pray that you all have a blessed week. Bye.
Bye. See you next week.